Northside Radio, Dave and Fionnuala with you. Today's That's the Sound, What's the Story? This was your clue.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who, who?
Yeah, who let the dogs out and into my holiday is what I want to know. Nick, by the way, guessed the correct story. If you've been paying attention to know, you will know that bringing pets on holiday is becoming more of a priority for Irish people. And the Irish Hotels Federation is saying it's seeing a rise in Pets Day inquiries. And I ask, why? Why are you doing this to me?
Fionnuala hates dogs.
I do not. And I won't. I'm not letting you away with that defamation now, because I do not hate dogs. I
Why
very much
you
enjoy
allow
their company.
Me to tell the truth.
Because
that
that's
you
not
don't,
the truth.
You don't want a dog. You don't want a dog
that's
near
true.
You.
Well, I don't want
to. No, come on now.
No,
convict.
I'm owning it, but I need
I'd have
to.
More respect for you if you just admit it openly to everybody
no,
that
I
you've
will,
no time for dogs.
I take as much joy as any other person in seeing a dog's head out a car window. I think it's very enjoyable. I love a cute dog. I will pet a dog when I go into someone's home and I say, oh, that's a lovely doggy. I do not want to be paying good money to go away and stay and then come down for breakfast the next morning and there's some hound laid out on the floor of the breakfast room and I'm trying to get to the breakfast buffet. Don't be bringing your dogs into the hotels that I'm staying in on holidays. That's what I'm asking you.
So what we're being told is that there's a massive increase of, hey,
yeah.
Is your hotel dog friendly? Oh, can my cat come?
I mean,
that what we're being told?
Yeah. I suppose it is predominantly dogs, but it's Pets Day inquiries in general.
Hello, can my ferret sleep under your curtains in your hotel room, please?
So I ask you, if you're a business owner, and I fully understand that you need to endear yourself to as many customers as possible, but will you put it like in big block letters on your website or on your social media that you welcome dogs? Because then I'm sorry, I'm not going there.
Are you sure that your wedding venue isn't dog friendly?
That was not a question I asked.
Oh, was it not?
And now I would be like, I like to think in the scale of one to Bridezilla, I'm closer to one. But
because
I have concerns.
I was thinking of buying a Rottweiler. And I would love that we could travel together
to the
to your wedding venue.
I would have to.
You now may kiss the bride.
Oh no.
Bark, Sparky. Bark. Bark for Fionnuala. She's wed. Bark. You'd love that. Why can't you just admit to me and to you and to everyone that you just hate dogs?
Because that's not true, and I'm not letting you away with that. I love them in their place, and their place is not on my holiday when I'm trying to enjoy a lovely, relaxing hotel stay.
Dave and Fionnuala
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.